Tension Fabric Buildings, Uses and Benefits, authored by Jacob Prater. Building needs are variable and ever-changing, but one thing is certain, there is always a need for weather-protected spaces. That said, there are two different approaches, temporary, semi-permanent, and permanent. While some ancient civilizations built permanent stone structures, nomadic peoples had fabric, animal skins, and later textiles on frame structures, such as the yurts of the Mongolian steppe. These structures were designed to withstand even the harshest climate and weather conditions, including wind, rain, snow, and intense heat, humidity, and sunlight, all while meeting the sheltering needs of a mobile people. There are nomadic groups today that still use these structures. A versatile, durable solution. A modern twist is the fabric-on-steel frame structure, also known as a tension fabric or hoop building, which has greater strength and versatility than its predecessors. From long-term job sites to covered agricultural and storage buildings to recreational spaces and more, tension fabric buildings can fulfill many needs. The specific need sometimes dictates a solidly built, weatherproof building constructed quickly and economically for semi-permanent use and removed after just 10 or 20 years, or even less. On the other hand, that same building might be erected for longer, more permanent use, such as 30 to 40 years or more. This flexibility is a key benefit of tension fabric buildings. The ability to construct, take down, and rebuild them elsewhere is a unique feature of these structures. The types of situations in which a tension fabric structure might be an excellent option vary and include everything from semi-permanent uses such as sports fields, livestock buildings, and vehicle storage, to fairly short-term uses such as events and disaster relief. The types of construction and fabric may vary with these uses, as the need for a rapid build and deconstruction and roof longevity vary as well. Additionally, the sizes available are almost unlimited, from the space needed to park a single vehicle to the size of multiple sports fields is possible with this type of construction. Simple open-ended canopies are a staple of tension fabric construction and can be used to provide weather protection for a variety of storage needs. Everything from hay bales to equipment, machinery, and construction materials can be parked or stored under these buildings. Even though they're temporary, let's call them semi-permanent, these buildings often boast warranties of 50 years on the frames and 20 to 30 years on the roof's covering. That's impressive on a structure that be erected quickly, yet take down and rebuilt on another site if needed. And if the cover is maintained or replaced, it may last as long as many conventional builds. Considering that many buildings are demolished before their useful life ends, a tension fabric building may be a bonus in that it can be reused on another site. A tension fabric building's lifespan can be extended with a concrete slab foundation, with or without walls, masonry, concrete, or otherwise. With these features, a tension fabric building with a high-quality cover becomes a permanent building. Adding a concrete slab and walls increases a tension fabric structure's potential uses. Also, the ends can be enclosed and the space heated and/or cooled and ventilated to make it even more versatile. Advantages of tension fabric buildings. While there are potential downsides to this type of construction, mostly limitations in climate control, they offer customers many advantages, including a lower initial cost and faster build compared to a conventional building, coupled with reasonable longevity. But there are other benefits as well. Because the covers are generally translucent, they are essentially daylit, which can cut down significantly on lighting needs and costs. In some cases, tension fabric buildings can even be insulated without sacrificing all of its natural light. Several options are available. Some have double layers, with an inner insulation layer that allows some light to pass through. Another option incorporates some fully translucent panel sections to allow light while the other insulated panels are opaque. A greenhouse made from steel tubing with a transparent poly cover is an ultimate daylit example, providing nearly complete light penetration. Generally, the clearer the material and the more light penetration it offers, the shorter the cover's lifespan due to the degradation caused by UV rays. For reference, a clear poly used on greenhouses may last around 5 years, while coated fabric covers on more substantial structures may exceed 30 years of service. Another key feature of tension fabric structures is that they are clear span, providing open spaces with high vertical clearance. This makes them ideal for covered sports venues. Additional recreational uses include pavilions, bandshells, and various other covered outdoor gatherings. With the strength of a steel frame and the weatherproofing of modern coated fabrics, a tension fabric building is a good option to be able to offer customers who would benefit from them. Other than cost and building longevity, though, there may be additional factors to consider, including how it will be treated if it is classified as a temporary structure, according to local codes and regulations. A temporary classification may mean that it qualifies for a shorter capital depreciation schedule, but may also restrict occupancy and loads. While tension fabric structures aren't always the best solution, in certain cases, they may offer the best all-around qualities for a customer's needs.